Successful people act on their dreams. And that is the quote for today. Hey, welcome to Quote for Today at georgebollock.com. Yes, successful people act on their dreams. Brendan Burkhardt is one of the most followed personal development trainers of our time and a number one New York Times best-selling author. Listen to what Brendan has to say about how incredibly successful people think.
I believe there's a huge difference in the way that successful people and unsuccessful people think. And I believe that success itself is not some big mystery that people haven't figured out before, even though when we are struggling and we're fighting and we're just trying to make it through day by day and get better and better and better, it can feel like this arduous, unknowable process. But success has been figured out, and we all know it's a mindset game. I mean, most of success is just about how we use our psychology. I remember when I was going to start my business, and I really wanted to be good at it. You know, I was trying to become an author and a speaker and do these types of videos and do some online training for people on the topics of motivation and marketing. And, you know, all these people were saying, well, Brendan, you may or may not be successful at that. You're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, it's a weird thing. It's not like there's a trait of successful people. You look across history, and successful people, they're not from a given background. They don't come from a specific economic stature. They're not in a position where, you know, they're one demographic or another demographic. I mean, it's all over. I mean, we've got thousands of collective years of history. People succeed. Some people do. Some people don't. And I think it more comes down to how do we manage our mind and how do we manage our days? And I think that there's a difference between successful people and unsuccessful people in the way they particularly think about approaching something new. You know, I think unsuccessful people, when they have a big dream and they start thinking about what's going to be required to accomplish that dream, they get very limiting in their beliefs about themselves and what's possible. And specifically, they say three types of things. You know, the first thing they often say is, well, I don't know how to do that. So they stop. They say, you know, I don't have those things. So they stop. Or they say, I don't know, I'm not like those people. I'm not like that. And so they stop. But successful people have a different way. They have the same thing. Everybody dreams. You dream, I dream. Successful people dream, people just starting out. Everybody dreams. Everyone has a vision. Everyone, if they could just take 5 minutes today and think about their lives, we could all come up with ways to improve our lives and reach another level of success, joy, happiness, achievement, contribution, fulfillment, soul. You know, we can all elevate. But the challenge is that unsuccessful people, they keep stopping when they think of what they currently know, have, or are. But successful people say, well, I want to do that, but I don't know how to do that. But instead of stopping, they say, well, then my job is to go learn that. They take their current limitation and they put it on their agenda as a job to do, as a thing to figure out, a thing to make happen. Instead of saying, well, I don't have that, they say, well, then my job is to go build that. Or I'm not like that. Then they say, well, then my job is to go become more of that, become that person who could accomplish those things. You know, when I was starting to do online marketing for the first time, and I don't know how much of my story you know, but when I started doing online marketing, I was literally bankrupt. And I went from a place of bankruptcy to the point where I really committed to becoming successful at it. And in 18 months, I'd made $4.8 million, 4.6 collected. I mean, it was just a huge leap, right, in difference from bankrupt to multimillionaire in the span of 18 months. What made that breakthrough wasn't that I had new opportunities. It wasn't that I had new technologies. It wasn't like, wow, there's the internet now. Those things were already there. I went from this level of thinking to this level of thinking. I used to say, well, I don't know how to build a web page. So I said, agenda, figure out how to build a web page. And I spent hours and hours and hours at nights, on weekends from my job, figuring out how to do that. And I said, well, I don't have one of those lists. You know, I don't have any subscribers. Nobody knows who I am. So I said, job, Go build a list. Go get subscribers. Go add value and content out the marketplace and they'll come. I mean, just keep putting stuff out there. And I also didn't say, oh my gosh, well, I have that dream. I can't have that because I'm not like that. Because I wasn't a public speaker. I didn't know how to do video. I wasn't like, well, I'm not one of those video people. Well, I'm not a public speaker. So I said, you know what? I have to go learn that art. I have to go become a better speaker, a better communicator. I have to go become more confident. I have to go become a person capable of doing these things. I have to change myself to get there. I can't wait for circumstances to change so I can have my dream. Then our dreams would never happen. We have to get to the point of maturity in our lives where we say, okay, two things are going to change my life. Something new is going to come into my life and make me lucky and blessed. And maybe I can't count on that forever. And maybe now, instead, I have to consciously design my life and say, okay, now, if I want to change, if I want my dream, something new has to come from me. I'm going to become a better person. I'm going to become a person who is more optimistic, who is more confident, who is more driven. Not because I am that now, but because we can grow. That you can become the type of person who needs to, who you need to be to achieve your ideal life. You can start today living from your highest ideals, your highest sense of self, your strongest sense of self. You don't need permission. You don't need a guy like me to look at the video camera and say, you have now permission. But if you've been waiting for it, you have permission. It's like at some point in your life, you just say, okay, I have permission to become my best self. And by becoming your best self, you start to achieve your best things. You start to contribute better things. You start to become a better human being. You can do that now, today. So next time you're thinking about a big dream, don't think about the things that, well, I don't know how to do that, and stop. Think, I don't know how. So set it up on your calendar to go learn those things. I don't have that. Then set it up step by step to go build that. I'm not like that. Then set it up step by step to go develop those skill sets and those competencies so you can become that, and ultimately you can achieve that dream. It's there. It's waiting for you. Don't stop.
That was good. Now, for more from Brendan, check out YouTube, and his latest book, The Motivation Manifesto, is available at Brendan's website, brendanburkhart.com, or on Amazon. Hey, we'll catch you on the next show, and thanks much for listening. See ya.